Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to spend the next few minutes with me as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, which is Bible helps, Bible principles, if you will, for changing your circumstances. And I amplified that a little bit by saying many times we need our circumstances changed. Isn't that true? I mean, if Sister Glass, you don't understand what I'm dealing with. Well, I know there are difficult and challenging things that, especially as I'm hearing from the letters that have come in, really difficult times for a lot of God's mature saints. And I don't mean just up in years, but those who have walked with the Lord for a length of time. We are living in perilous times. And I believe one of the reasons we have the trials and testings that occur, not only is the enemy doing everything he can to hinder you from walking in victory and walking in the experience of these Bible principles we're talking about, but also he knows his time is short, and so he does everything he can to focus on the gravity of the situations that you're facing, where many times it is a situation where we need to change ourselves. We need to change our attitude. We need to adopt the scriptural admonitions that it says about trials and temptations. Have we fully arrived into a state of perfection that we can say we count it all joy, as James said, when we go into experience diverse temptations? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm still working on that. Depending on the type of situation, you know, the enemy just knows all the buttons he can push that he will seek to push to get us to get angry, to get depressed, to get discouraged, to do something that would cause us to react rather than in a Christ-like way, doing the things that the Holy Spirit would encourage us to walk in, to do, to be. And so, while it's sometimes hard to find the words, the most important thing, I believe, as I hear the, you know, the needs that come in, the emails that arrive, that people are really, I mean, there are some serious, serious needs in people's lives. And as I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, we have a good way of just sort of covering over where we're at. I mean, we may have some little issues, but much of the discomfort and the hurt and the sorrow and the lack of victory is internalized. You know, little children, 2 years old, they can throw a temper tantrum. And sometimes babes in Christ, I mean, they're just learning about the ways of God and they can just totally blow it and lose it. Why? Because they're babes. They don't understand. But many times it's those who have walked with the Lord for a number of years that we tend to internalize the things we're going through. And I know I'm speaking to some folks out there. Because, you know, that's something I have done. God is doing such a work in these days. He's allowing the Spirit of Truth to present things to our hearts. To, as David prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God, or renew a right spirit within me. So, beloved, I don't care where you may be today. You may be walking in great victory. Praise God for that. But you have to understand the whole body of Christ is not in that place. So we need to pray for our brothers and sisters. Pray that if you're in a good place, pray, because if you, you know, you ought to remember the horrible pit that God brought you out of. My memory's good. I can remember the things God has done for me. So the most important step is to, in getting our lives on track with the Lord, is to recognize that He loves us. God loves you, beloved. And now that might be so, well, yeah, isn't that, that's, you know, pretty elementary, kindergarten, we get that. The word says that. However, it's one thing to acknowledge it, to understand it mentally and logically and reasonably, because God sent Jesus to the cross for us, obviously. You know, there's no greater love than this. A man lays down his life for his friends. However, in terms of our personal walk, we have to experience in a very personal, relational way God's intimate love for each one of us, for you, brother, and for you, sister. It's not just something, you know, it's, you know, scriptural theology out there. It has to be something very real in your heart and life. And why? I mean, I'm thinking in terms of my own life. You know, I was raised very strictly in a Christian denomination, went, you know, 14 years to a private school, learned submission. I do thank God I did learn submission. You know, you can't be a good leader unless you have learned how to submit. But the thing that was operational in my life, in experience, was that, you know, much of your appreciation, approbation was based on performance. You know, you get praised, you get everything's good when you do the right thing. But if you slip, if you do wrong, then, you know, everything, all the bricks fall down on you. And so many people are raised this way. The whole world is that way. It's who can succeed, who can be the most successful, who can be the most gifted, who can sing the best, who can be the best athlete. The whole thing of competition is just paramount in the world. And so it's hard for us, because we are creatures of flesh and blood, to relate to the kind of perfect love that our Heavenly Father has for us. And more people have attitudes, and I know from, you know, over 40 years of correspondence ministry, that's actually debilitating and devastating to them. Their hopes, their dreams, their homes, their Christian life, their marriages. And it's that feeling of unworthiness. People, to be honest, just sometimes feel worthless. And of course, the times in which we're living do nothing to change that feeling. There are people who are out of work, they're hurting, they're homeless because of, you know, the rising costs of living. Men and women in their middle years, many who have worked for 16, 17 years at the same job, have suddenly found themselves out of work. And in every major city, families are homeless. Housing is difficult. You know, 2 months, 6 months, a year goes by, and they still haven't found any new employment. And Christians, they've prayed and prayed, they've done all they've known to do, and still their circumstances are terrible. And I believe me, beloved, over the years and even currently, I know people that their situations never seem to get better. They love God, they do pray, but obviously there's something occurring in their lives, things, choices they're making that are contributing to this ongoing repetition of defeat and failure. Think about it. It's reasonable. You know, some seem to drift off into a kind of never-never land, and they never seem able to mentally grasp what's going on. They just kind of drop out and pretend everything is okay. But they actually are going down a dead-end street that ends up nowhere. Sometimes they're almost in a panic. People are agonizing over their circumstances more and more. What are the answers, beloved? As I say, you may not be in that place today, but there are times, if you're honest, you can relate in your past, that you did not have it all together, that everything seemed to be falling apart. And if that's not, has not been true in your life, you may know people that are certainly in that condition. And so, what's the most important principle? Three principles I want to share with you. One is that you have to believe that God loves you. And many times, because of bad experiences and relationships we've had in our lives, we can't relate to that. Sometimes people feel everyone's against them, circumstances, you know, a born to lose kind of thing. And if you feel like your life is a shambles, and you know, right now it may be, you need to take time to meet God. That's right, I'm saying meet God. If you have to take a bus somewhere quiet, or drive down to the park, or go to the ocean, or wherever, where you can be quiet and you can be alone for a while and just have a meeting with God. You know, God wants to meet with you, beloved. He loves you. He wants you to feel His presence. And even if you do that, you don't feel His presence, by faith, you know you are meeting and engaging with God. He does want you to feel His love. He wants you to know that you're acceptable to Him. You are accepted in the beloved. And when you have really discovered that, beloved, for sure, in your own heart, I can't put into words what I'm talking about, beloved. It's something you have to experience. Like when you were unsaved, if someone was trying to witness to you, I mean, you couldn't really grasp it. Why? Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them. They're spiritually discerned. And we have to grow in our godliness, grow in grace, that we can get to a place we finally get things. You know, you're not going to give a second grader high school geometry, right? Well, God is that way with us. He gives us as things as we are able to apply them, grasp, lay hold on them, understand them. And so what I'm talking about, it's not just what you've heard preached over the years, but in your own heart and mind that God loves you. And then you can begin to change your life through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, there are so many that are really hearing what I'm saying. And Father, I pray that you will do what we can't do, what no agency on earth can do. But through the power of your Holy Spirit, you will enable us, those who have been so wounded and hurt by human relationships, parents, a spouse, friends, co-workers. Lord, I'm asking that you yourself will reveal yourself in such a mighty way that, Lord, as they meet with you, Lord, you will melt down every resistance, every barrier, every door that's been closed. Open up the very chambers of their heart that you can fellowship with them in a real and beautiful and tender way and do that work in their lives that no one else can do. Lord, we honor you for that and give you praise. Amen. Oh, beloved, my heart is so full because I sense the yearning of the Holy Spirit over His people, just desiring to bring you into a place of such joy. It has nothing to do with your circumstances. That once you know that you know that you know that love experientially for you, it will fill your heart with joy. And the circumstances, well, praise God. You'll say, well, there's nothing the Lord and I can't handle. That's where He wants you to be, beloved. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.